And then
it was a nice picture.
Which we had an awesome dinner.
Yes. Thank you.
My macaroni and cheese was a hit.
Actually, your macaroni and cheese was good. And it was good the second day, too. You thought it was going to be shitty.
I thought it would be nasty.
Dude,
it was good. It was good.
Your sausage balls.
I've never... And you know what's funny? Ever All since...
Right, I have to give...
It was GERD and delicious.
Big Fatty also makes sausage balls, and he's the one that's always talking about them.
I mean...
But I had had them... like as a kid, so it's not like something that I had never like. I just
funny because you know my mom was at the Saturday and you said sausage balls. She knew right what they were, and I'm like, right. Well, we've never fucking had these anything. And she goes, oh really? I know we've made them before. I'm like, no. But ever since you brought them and they gave us all heartburn for days because we ate them, because you made a lot of them.
Dude, I even had like some.
I think
for
I
dinner.
Made like I think there were like 87 of them.
I keep, but. Everyone's making sausage balls now. The party makes sausage balls every year for this party. But he makes like marble sized and they're heavy on the sausage.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I thought it would be nasty.
Dude,
it was good. It was good.
Your balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1129 of the BFO Far Righty, the 25th of May 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my drive over to the Horror Hotel and more. Yes, the credit. Mistletoes, Big Fatty, don't remind us. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well. Y'all cannot believe it. Can't believe it, y'all. We are 5 months. No, wait a minute. We are 5 months past Crema. And y'all, so it's only 7 months until Crema Day, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you've started your shopping for Big Fatty's Crema present. Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead, whore it out like somebody else does. So, anyway, y'all, gotta tell you, we had a horror meeting on Wednesday night, and y'all, it may have been one of the longest ones we've ever had. And I knew it was gonna take a while, because y'all, we are getting ready for our big event. Coming up at the end of August, and y'all, so we had lots to report on that, and y'all, plus the horror group has decided that we are going to have a club outfit, a special club outfit. It's not really a uniform, because you think of military-like, but we will all be dressed the same, y'all, and y'all, we've been talking it over for a while, but y'all, finally, we decided what we wanted. And so Big Fatty ordered his, so I had the actual clothing there to show the members of the horror group, and y'all, they all, yes, Big Fatty is lovely, just lovely. And we had to decide where we were going to put different things on the shirt. Y'all, it is a red shirt. And it is a black kilt. Big Fatty, do you wear it appropriately? Of course I do. But, we have the name of the horror group embroidered on it. And we've going to put a few little patches on it and things like that. And, y'all, it's outside the box. And, you know, the horror group, we like to try to do things outside the box. Big Fatty, you also like to try to do things inside the box. Y'all, speaking of that, the Horror Hotel is the place to do things inside. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. But anyway, y'all, you know, I was I was reading you a couple of these things, and y'all, I just want to finish them up so I can get them off my desk here. You know, I was reading you the things about the doctors the other day, and I only have one more that I need to read, and I'd like to take the time to do that, because, you know, y'all, I know that Hat M needs to be read too for the weekend. The baby's first doctor visit. Y'all, this made me laugh out loud. It'll give you a smile too. A woman and a baby were in the doctor's examining room waiting for the doctor to come in for the baby's first exam. The doctor arrived, examined the baby, checked his weight, and being a little concerned, asked if the baby was breastfed or bottle-fed. Breastfed, the mother said. Well, strip down to your waist, the doctor ordered. She did. He pinched her nipples, pressed, kneaded, and rubbed both breasts for a while in a very professional and detailed examination. Motioning to her to get dressed, the doctor said, "No wonder this baby is underweight. You don't have any milk." "I know," she said. "I'm his grandma, but I'm glad I came." Beef, Fanny, that's vodka. Okay, that was actually pretty good. Berg, Freddy, doesn't take much to make you giggle like a schoolgirl. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to Trucker Alex. You know, he had sent me some of those things to read to you about how to start a fight. Y'all, we got down to the man, you know, the man that had a drinking problem. And, you know, he had been drunk all his life, and you know, it was something about celebrating. But y'all, though, here's another one. When the lawnmower broke and wouldn't run, my wife kept hinting to me that I should get it fixed, but somehow I always had something else to take care of first. The shed, the boat, making beer, always something more important to me. Well, finally, she thought of a clever way to make her point. When I arrived home one day, I found her seated in the tall grass, busily snipping away with a tiny pair of sewing scissors. I watched silently for a short time and then went into the house. I was gone only a minute when I came out again. I handed her a toothbrush and said, "And when you finish cutting the grass, you might as well sweep the driveway. The doctors say I will walk again, but I will always have a limp." Big Freddy! My wife set me down as I was flipping... My wife sat down next to me as I was flipping channels. She asked, "What's on TV?" I said, "Dust." And then the fight began. Big Freddy! Saturday morning, I got up early, quietly dressed, made my lunch, and slipped quietly into the garage. I hooked up the boat to the van and proceeded to back out into the torrential downpour. The wind was blowing 50 miles an hour, so I pulled back into the garage, turned on the radio, and discovered that the weather would be bad all day. I went back in the house, quietly undressed, and slipped back into bed. I cuddled up to my wife's back now with a different anticipation and whispered, "The weather out there is terrible." My loving wife of 5 years replied, "And you can't believe my stupid husband is out fishing in that." And that's how the fight started. Big Freddy, that sounds like shenanigans. My wife was hinting about what she wanted for our upcoming anniversarium. She said, "I want something shiny that goes from 0 to 150 in about 3 seconds. I bought her a bathroom scale. And then the fight started. That's pretty good. I like that one. After retiring, I went to the Social Security office to apply for Social Security. The woman behind the counter asked me for my driver's license to verify my age. I looked in my pockets and realized I had left my wallet at home. I told the woman that I was very sorry, but I would have to go home and come back later. The woman said, "Unbutton your shirt." So I opened my shirt, revealing my curly silver hair. She says, "That silver hair on your chest is proof enough for me." And she proceeded and processed my Social Security application. When I got home, I excitedly told my wife about my experience at the Social Security office. She says, "You should have dropped your pants. You might have been able to get disability too." And then the fight started. My wife was standing nude, looking in the bedroom mirror. She was not happy with what she saw and said to me, "I feel horrible. I look old, fat, and ugly. I really need you to pay me a compliment." I replied, Your eyesight is near perfect. And then the fight started. I was rear-ended. No, excuse me. Y'all, this is the last one, by the way. Yes, McFreddy, thank you. I rear-ended a car this morning. The start of a really bad day. The driver got out of the car, and he was a dwarf. He looked up at me and said, I am not happy. So I said, well, which one of them are you then? And that's how the fight started. Big Fatty says, start every day off with a smile and get over with. Get it over. Big Fatty, learn how to read before you decide to read stuff on the little show. Yeah, Gussie, all I gotta say, based on what I'm about to tell you, y'all, there's a lot of fucking that goes on at the end of August every year. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. All I gotta say, based on what I'm about to say to you, is there's a lot of fucking that goes on at the, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Anyway, y'all, we have got not one, not two, but three exitings of the birth canal for the today and the weekend, y'all. Today, the 25th, 7 months till Crema, y'all. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for one of the Danbury's, y'all. Can you guess which one it is? Well, y'all, it is not Drum Major Kev. So, y'all, that means it is Brian and Danbury's celebration of exiting Big Freddy exiting the birth canal today, the 25th, and y'all. Then on Sunday, y'all, I wonder if Brian and Danbury have a little country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, for his celebration. But y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, we don't have one, but we have two. Two exitings of the birth canal on Sunday. Y'all, one by someone who has sent Big Fatty something to read on the little show. I just read some of it, y'all. Can you guess who it is? Y'all, it's Trucker Alex. It's that Trucker Alex. Yeah, from you know, his home base is up there in Cola, in the Columbia, South Kakalaki. But y'all, you know, he's on the road again, y'all. Who knows where the hell he'll be for the celebration of exiting the birth canal? But y'all, here's his Sunday, and y'all. Also on Sunday is someone that Big Fatty has had lunch with, y'all. I've had lunch over in the Hatlanta with this person. Do you know who it is, y'all? It is none other than that Peter. Not that Peter G. No. No, it is Peter the Apollonius over there in the Hatlanta. So, y'all, Big Fatty, we know Brian and Danbury will have cake because that Drum Major Kev always makes it. But, you know, who knows about Trucker Alex, you know, big old bottom. I mean, Bob, you know, he sometimes gets a little lazy. Sometimes, you know, lazy bottom. And Apollonius, y'all, he'll probably have, y'all, yes, Big Freddy, just please finish it up and let us just hear the rest of the music. And let me ask the question. Big Freddy, do you think all of them will have cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me tell you. Hang on a second. Yes, McFreddy. Y'all, I am at my destination. And, y'all, it was kind of an interesting day. I drove over to the Hara Hotel as I had planned. I got there, and y'all, I had forgotten that this is Memorial Day weekend, and y'all, they had started their Memorial Day weekend policies, and y'all, it was a two-night minimum, so Big Freddy couldn't stay for two nights. No. So y'all, that is a nugget. Yes, Big Freddy. And you know, I didn't want to ask for a special favor because, y'all, I don't think that's right to do that. And because, you know, there are rules and everyone should abide by those rules. That's one of the problems with this world now is that everyone thinks they're above the rules or they apply to everybody but them. But anyway, so y'all, I got on the Priceline and I found me a hotel. And y'all, quite frankly, it's actually a little bit cheaper than my room at the Horror Hotel would have been if I had stayed there. And y'all, I am in Hatlanta. I'm not up at the Hat's house. I'm going to have an evening of frivolity. An evening of frivolity. Y'all, I'm finishing up the little show. And then I'm going to go get me some supper. And we'll go from there. And so there you go. There you go. There were no incidences. Incidai on the way over here. Got about 20, a little more than 25 miles to the gallon. But y'all, I ran the air conditioner the whole way. It was hot. It was hot. Hot. And y'all, they've got the complimentary Wi-Fi here at the hotel. And y'all, the dating sites are already starting to speak to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your dating escapades, please. So there you go. And so there you have it. And y'all, I admit that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone sent me a little something. You know, a couple of days ago, I had told y'all about the long Wong marriage and how there was some, you know, there's some strange names out there that people, you know, when they get married, you know, the combination of names when they list them in the newspaper. And y'all, here's some that old E. Pluribus sent to Big Fatty. Y'all, I'll just go through them real quick like. Let me just see if I can find it here. Here we go. Wang Holder, Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Y'all, there's Best Lay, Big Freddy. Little Gay. There's the happy couple of Cunts and Dick, K-U-N-T-Z. Y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. It's K-U-N-T-Z and Dick. Filler Up and Standing, Big McDonald and Burger, Speedy and Zipper, I think it's supposed to be like Zipper, Rump and Orifice, Big Fatty Vulgar, Potty and More, Apple and Bottom, Apple and Bottom, I don't understand that, Appeal and Bottom, maybe that's what it is, Stoker and Daily, Big Fatty, Gross and Panty, Big Fatty, that's almost what happened to you when you ran to the toilet. More and Bacon, y'all, that's my favorite, I think. Hunt and Capture, Cumin and, no, excuse me, Cumin, K-U-M-O-N, and Topami, T-O-P-O-M-I. Aiken and Johnson, Big Fatty, hopefully your Johnson will be Aiken. Oh dear, I see Bush and Hacker, Long and Wee Wee, Big Fatty, you made that one up. Looney and Ward, Rough and Goins, Nizer and Ho, I don't know what that is. Bush and Rash, Big Fatty, Crap and Beer, they must be home poopers. Poor and Sap, Hardy and Haw, Golden and Shower. Big Fatty, that's enough. We don't need to hear any more about golden showers or anything else. It's just vulgar. I cannot believe that sweet Wes Stone would send that to you. It makes me just want to turn and say.
I thought it would be nasty.
Dude, like,
it was good. It was good.
Your balls.
Big Fatty, that colored boy is talking about your balls.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.